It is incredible the amount of information at our fingertips with these supercomputers we call smartphones, isn't it? It's absolutely amazing the amount of information you get here. I'm checking with Weather Nation here because I want to know what's going on in Florida because I'm traveling to Orlando today, which to me makes not a lot of sense. Well, it's going to be like 95 degrees, 95% humidity. You know, I'll be like Frosty the Snowman by an hour after being there. You know, I'll be soaking wet. I'll be melting. He's melting. Yeah, that's about what's going to happen. Anyhow, just running down there. Got to do some work down there for a couple of days and then come back. Man, is it scorching in Orlando, though, as we head into the 1st of June. The 1st of June, by the way, tomorrow, I'm going to go ahead and pat myself on the back because tomorrow marks 20 years. 20 years since I quit smoking. So good for me. I'm going to tell myself, attaboy, Steve. So I said to myself, self, nice job. 20 years, I quit smoking on the 1st of June, 1999, cold turkey, and never went back. So I guess we did all right. I guess we got over that. Here's a whole pile of things, and this happens on Fridays. We get to the end of the week, and I've got all of these stories that have piled up over the week, and I say, gosh, that's a good story. And so it comes to the end of the day, and I'm like, I want to keep that one. I still want to do that. Here we go. The World Health Organization recognizes burnout as a medical condition, not being a burnout, not that, but a physical burnout as a medical condition. It's for the first time says that it's important in the latest update of its catalog of diseases and injuries around the world. The World Health Organization defines burnout as, quote, a syndrome conceptualized as resulting from chronic workplace stress that has not been successfully managed. How you guys doing in New York? Alex, you all right? I want to make sure nobody's burned out around here. Alex, you okay? Yeah, Alex is good. Eric? Okay, good. Yeah, whatever. It said the syndrome was characterized by three dimensions, feelings of energy depletion and exhaustion. Well, when you get up at 4 a.m. Increased mental distance from one's job or feelings of negativism or cynicism related to one's job, boys. And a reduced professional efficacy. We'll talk about that after the show. All right, let's see what else we got here. Kim Jong-un, he's cleaning house. Of course, when they clean house in North Korea, it usually costs somebody their life. In this case, apparently several senior officials, including Kim Jong-chol. He was a senior representative working for the North Korean government in the negotiations between the United States and North Korea. He was there as part of that failed summit in February in Vietnam. Well, he's been executed. So have several others. Kim Hyuk-chol investigated and executed at Miram Airport with four foreign ministry officials in March. That according to an unnamed North Korean source, according to Chosun Ilbo, adding that they were charged for spying for the United States. Charged for spying for the United States were these North Koreans. And then off of their heads, executed. It's tough work being in a rogue regime. It's tough working for a dictator who is unpredictable and has ultimate power over everything. Here's something new from the president, Donald Trump. Excuse me? It's like working for me. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I am like the nicest guy ever. Anyhow, okay, so the Trump campaign is considering creating a new account on a conservative version of Twitter. I love this idea, by the way. The re-election campaign may create a profile on what is being called a conservative version of Twitter. Politico reporting this a couple of days ago. It's something he's aware of and is checking it out, a senior Trump campaign official told Politico, referring to the president's social media manager, Brad Parscale, who is about a foot taller than I am, by the way. We don't currently have a plan to make a big move to the platform. The official was responding to questions about Parler, a fledgling social media network created in 2018 that caters to conservatives. Parler, that's P-A-R-L-E-R. Parscale and Utah Senator Mike Lee both began posting on the site in May, along with other folks. Milo Yiannopoulos, Laura Loomer, people that have been permanently banned from Twitter have also joined on this Parler. We'll see what happens. But, of course, if the president became a member and began posting there, then obviously others would follow, because in order to keep up with the news, it wouldn't just be his Twitter account. It would be his Parler account, where he might make important comments, and that would make the whole platform boom, right? Christopher Steele will not talk to U.S. prosecutors examining the Trump probe origins. That, according to Reuters, he produced the dossier. And calling it a dossier makes it sound important and official and as having, you know, value, which, of course, nothing in the dossier has proven to be true thus far that I'm aware of. I think it's all been disproven. It's all garbage. But he will not speak to John Durham. Durham, the latest prosecutor, the Connecticut prosecutor assigned by William Barr, the attorney general, to look into the origins of the campaign. There are at least three different investigations now looking into this whole matter of the source of the Russia investigation. Christopher Steele says, no, I'm not interested. I'm not going to do it. I think he should be subpoenaed. I mean, Christopher Steele is a linchpin in all of this. A linchpin in all of this. And he says, I don't need to be there. You know, I'm not going to go. Let's see. And what do we have here? Biden announces his war on guns. Yeah, in case you missed it, Joe Biden, in his education plan, wants to ban all semi-automatic weapons. You know what, Joe? That doesn't work in Forgotten America. That doesn't work in the Rust Belt, in the Midwest states. In the states that carried Donald Trump to the presidency, your anti-gun position, well, it won't work. And there, in case you missed it, we're caught up a little bit. It's the best we can do. It's the best we can do. It is a Friday, wrapping up hour number two. A couple more thoughts right after this on the Steve Gruber Show.
Who says you can't build a healthy economy while protecting the environment? At DTE Energy, we're already doing it. DTE is on track to reduce carbon emissions by more than 80%, generating power from cleaner natural gas, solar, and wind, and creating thousands of Michigan jobs, all while keeping energy affordable and reliable. You see, we can have both a healthy environment and a healthy economy. DTE Energy. Find out more at journeytoeighty.com. For all the dinners cooked.
Something smells good.
For all the clothes dried. For all the hot showers. There's safe, reliable natural gas from DTE. We keep gas safe by constantly inspecting, upgrading, and monitoring our lines 24/7, 365. So you can just enjoy all those dips in the hot tub.
Now this is the life.
Find out more at DTEenergy.com. DTE.